231 years after a resolution to hang a portrait of Bernardo de Galvez on the walls of Congress was approved, it's now on display. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports Galvez is no stranger to Pensacola.
Galvez's portrait hangs on the wall of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee room inside the Capitol. New Jersey Senator Robert Menendez oversaw the task. The painting joins a statue outside the State Department in honoring the Spaniard's service to the fledgling United States. While governor of Louisiana, Galvez helped smuggle weapons and supplies up the Mississippi River to the American revolutionaries. The army he raised also captured four British forts, including Fort George, during the Battle of Pensacola in 1781.
Pensacola was by far the most complex battle fought in North America.
Actor Chaz Mena portrayed Galvez in a one-man play last year on WSRE-TV.
Irish, Cuban, Canarian, Mexican, Spanish, French, Free Negro, French Creole, and Anglo-Americans fought to liberate over one quarter of a continent for 200 generations to come.
Before the production, Mena sat down with WUWF's Sandra Everhart to give his take on the battle and researching the man who was Bernardo de Galvez.
At one point, when he describes having taken Pensacola, and he says that what we had gotten, it was clear to us, was a gem. It was a major trade center. European and native goods were abundantly stored in warehouses, and the inhabitants, of course, welcomed us. No civilians were harmed during the siege, and hardly any private property were destroyed.
Although Galveston, Texas, and Galvez, Louisiana, are named after him, Galvez is not prominent in American history, according to Ramon Gil Casares, Spain's ambassador to the United States. During the inaugural Galvez Day in Pensacola 2 years ago, Ana Lia Galvez, a direct descendant, said that he's not all that well known in Spain either.
In Malaga, in the place where he was born, thanks to our mayor, Antonio Campos, his figure is getting well known, thanks to him. And now, little by little, everybody is knowing him.
And that could be changing even further. In Maravillaya, the Spanish town where Galvez was born, he's considered a hero. Speaking through a translator, Mayor Antonio Campos touched on Galvez's stature during the 2013 ceremony at Fort George.
The good thing is that important people never really die, and the proof of that is that we're all here today honoring Bernardo de Galvez so many years afterwards.
Campos added that the town celebrates on the 4th of July, pays tribute to the Battle of Pensacola, and remembers Galvez's legacy. Galvez's victories were recognized by George Washington as a deciding factor in the Revolutionary War, and his assistance illustrates the 200-plus-year relationship between Spain and the U.S. Once again, Chaz Mena as Galvez.
Now all of Florida is again Spanish. But let me say this. I believe that the age of empire is coming to an end. People everywhere yearn to be free now, and if we do not give them more of a franchise in society, they may take it at the point of a sword.
Steve Williams, the Florida State President of the Sons of the American Revolution, reminded the gathering last May that Pensacola was one of three venues for battles in that war.
The first one was Thomas Creek, which is just north of Jacksonville in 1777. Then came the Battle of Pensacola. And the last one was on March 8, 1783, was the last naval battle of the American Revolution off of Cape Canaveral.
Resolutions granting Bernardo de Galvez honorary American citizenship were passed by the House last July and the Senate earlier this month. Others in that rarefied atmosphere include Winston Churchill, humanitarian Raoul Wallenberg, and Mother Teresa. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.